This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm the bad gay. Duh.
Duh. All right, you are back here with the Bad Gays with Alex.
And Matt.
Ah. Oh. We've talked the talk, but we're still going to do it. And Matt, you found something interesting that's coming to everyone's Netflix very soon.
Yes. So next segment, Pop Goes the Bad Gay. All about pop culture, which I'm really hopeless at. But look, you know, I did find something this week. It's the Anna Delvey scam is to become a new Netflix series.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this, Alex?
No, I don't.
No, a little bit of background then.
Okay.
Anna Sorokin, I think that's how you pronounce it, a Russian-born con artist posed as a German heiress called Anna Delvey.
This sounds like a murder mystery crime.
It's like, a crime, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she befriended New York's kind of finest and richest by pretending to be a wealthy socialite herself.
Okay.
And who conned these Manhattan millionaires, hotels and restaurants, you name it, out of an estimated value of $275,000.
Oh, that's all.
Well, I could do $275,000.
Oh, 1,000, 100,000. Sorry. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I thought you said
not $275.
Okay.
Arrested in 2017 by the New York City police after basically trying to do a runoff from a top restaurant in the city. Which is the kind of thing you do at university, you know what I mean? But anyway.
Right.
And anyway, it all came to light from that point on, and she was then convicted of multiple counts of attempted grand larceny, theft of services, and larceny in the second degree for scamming New York hotels and wealthy acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so they
obviously
created...
Obviously didn't think that through.
Well, you know, she got caught. That's the problem, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
That's her failing.
Yeah.
So the creator of Grey's Anatomy has brought the rights to the story.
Ah, okay.
And will be presenting it on Netflix as a series. Lena Dunham, just out of interest, the creator, writer and star of Girls. Do you remember that series on HBO?
Yeah.
She's rumoured to also be working on something about this. But largely taken from the account of someone who was actually scammed by Anna Sorokin. A woman called Rachel Deloach Williams.
We got the inside scoop.
Yeah, and you know these Manhattan millionaires always double-barreled names, you know? Ooh. Rachel Deloach Williams. She was a Vanity Fair photo editor, of course, who was left with a $60,000 bill for a luxury trip to Morocco.
Why not? All right.
You know, like you do.
Yeah.
The trial itself has not been without its fair share of drama, including several court meltdowns on Sorokin's part, reportedly over dissatisfaction with her daily trial outfits, the work of a hired stylist, mind you, that caused delays in the legal proceedings, and it's not clear who is paying her attorney. You know, I mean, it's just taking and taking and taking and... you know, not being able to back it up with anything.
There's definitely a trend, though, with scammers recently. Like, I felt like last year it was serial killers. It was just based on, like, famous real ones. And
it's like the Chinese calendar. This is the year of the scammer.
Yeah, this is the year of the scammer, I swear to God. I just saw Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez, like, last month.
That's very interesting. See, it's a good point, because it's flavour of the month, right? So this Netflix series is coming out, and Emmy winner Julia Garner... will take on the role of Anna. Do you know her? She's she won an Emmy for her role as Ruth Langmore in Ozark.
Okay. Well, it isn't Jennifer Garner. Why do people have the same name? It freaks me out.
I know. It does. It's very confusing. It's like Adam Levine and Adam Devine.
yes, now, go listen to the podcast.
But look, you know, I mean, why? Because it's kind of fabulously glam. It's got it all, really.
Right.
And I can't help but think... good on her in a way. Like, it all feels a bit Robin Hood, sort of stealing from the rich and gullible, although not giving to the poor bit.
I was watching, it's also on Netflix, shout out, this Spanish TV teen drama called Elite, and it's just about the drama and kind of a murder mystery with all these private school people that attend this school. And it turns out, this is a major spoiler alert, if you're watching, just tune out for 10 seconds, that one of the girls actually is the cleaner's daughter from the school. So she does this, essentially. She scams people. And yeah,
like, you see, and this is where it's interesting, because I think particularly countries like America, they're slightly obsessed with this idea of privilege versus kind of like privilege and hierarchy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
Because we're just seeing it everywhere now.
And this kind of feeds perfectly into that. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all a bit kind of Sex and the City meets Catch Me If You Can.
Okay. Cool.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon you could get into that?
You know what? It wouldn't be my go-to, but it would definitely be my maybe section, right, if that makes sense. Netflix is generally just like that, though. I've only got a handful where I'm like, I need to watch this. I can't go another day without it. And yeah, there's majority of it like that.
There's been a couple that I've thought, I'm really not going to get into this. And then I've just literally not been able to turn it off. So this might become one of them. But okay, you know, look, if she wanted to make a name for herself, then she certainly bloody well has. I mean, mind you, she's not benefiting financially from any of this media circus.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, she's become famous. So what next? Can you see Tony Collette as Chappelle?
Quite possibly.
Maybe not.
maybe not.
Would that be watchable? I don't
know. Oh, God. Well, there you go. There you go. Netflix, never fail to surprise me on things that you're throwing at us.
No, and it's good for topics like this. Pop goes the bad guy. So.
Yeah. We're going to have to do I feel like in the future, we're going to have to do a comparison as well, because now there's like Amazon, there's all these different brands launching different streaming services. That's the way to go. We're seeing A-list actors heading towards TV. And I was having an interesting conversation with a good family member of mine about it very recently. And we were saying how apparently that never happened 5-10 years ago. Those A-list celebs never did TV. TV was considered...
Netflix have just released, what is it? It's called The Irishman, I think it's called. It's a movie.
Okay.
Produced by Netflix.
So then what do you...
got Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, like...
Right. Names. Huge. Yeah. So then what do you consider that? Is that like TV/film? A TV film?
I don't know. That's a difficult one.
Guys, what do you think? 0427-JOY-949. Is it TV? Is it film? Is it both? We're kind of confused, aren't we, Matt?
Yeah, and also, does anybody want to see the Chappelle Corby story played by Tony Collette, please? Because that's kind of fantasy of mine.
I'm over it. I gotta admit it. I'm just over her. Like, just,
Tony Collette or Chappelle?
Chappelle, like, ugh. Anyway.
That's Pop Goes the Bad Guy.
That is, bam.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.